Now, the chapter actually begins with verse 2. Listen to this. In that day sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine. Now we're in the millennium. You can sing now, and I'll be able to sing then. I've been interested when I mentioned the fact in Psalms, I wish I could sing, but I can't sing. I've had any number of people that have sent me an original composition that they've written and wanted me to sing it. Well, I can't even sing the old-time religion very well, and that's the only one I really know. Now, will you notice, it's a vineyard of red wine here. That speaks of abundance. It speaks of fruitfulness. It speaks of bounty. It speaks of joy. And by the way, this is a contrast to Isaiah 5. In that, we have the song of the vineyard, but it was a dirge because that vineyard was Israel, and God was going to judge it because it hadn't brought forth fruit. But now we're in the millennium in this abundance of fruit. Why? Because verse 3, I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. Now, this ought to tell somebody that God is not through with the nation Israel. These are passages of Scripture that everybody passes over. I'm confident many of you will say, well, I never heard this on radio before. Maybe you never heard it anywhere. But this is a passage of Scripture, makes it clear God's not through with the nation Israel. Now listen to him. Or let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. Now the enemy can make peace with God even in the kingdom, for God never ceases to be merciful. Thank God for that. He's rich in mercy. He's got plenty of it. And I need a lot of it myself. And grace is something. We'll find out that 10 million years from today, why, grace will be there for us. And we're going to need it, I think, even in heaven. Now, we have a strange expression here. Oh, let him take hold of my strength. That's verse 5. That he may make peace with me. Now, this is the only place in Scripture where it's even suggested that man can make peace with God. Now, you hear that a great deal today. Make your peace with God. My friend, what can you do to make peace? He has already made peace. And Paul says in Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the only place in Scripture where it says to make peace. And this happens to be in the millennium. So today, friends, you don't have to make it. He's made it. You don't make peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are ready to agree with God and trust Him with what He's done for you when Christ died on the cross, you will have peace. And brother, you won't have it until then. He says that. I didn't.